You are listening to the 1440 Podcast. 1440 is the youth ministry of Eagle Mountain Church in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information and for more resources, visit 1440.com.
Open your Bible. Tonight is our back to school night. Before we do that, we're going to lay hands on folks and get you ready to go back to school, and then we're going to go outside and play water games. If you didn't come to get wet, God bless you. I'm sorry for what is about to go down. Actually, I'm kidding. There'll be some people in here. If you would rather stay dry, there'll be some folks hanging out in here that will let you stay dry. But I would suggest that you not come outside for 35 to 45 minutes. Because if you do, your hair may get all jacked up. I'm just saying, because if I got a water balloon and I see you dry, I'm gonna hit you with it. Anyway, so tonight we're gonna talk about we're gonna go ahead and introduce this new series that we're doing, and it's by no accident. Actually, it's by pure design that we waited until back to school to start this series. And so I just want to real quick just be very honest with you and go ahead and get started and say this: when you get ready to go back to school, you're gonna face some stuff. And nobody is immune, all right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. How many of you know what the glory hand is? If you know what the glory hand, let me see it. Okay, praise God. Now, listen, young people, for all my boys in here, all the girls, do the glory hand. Do the glory hand. Girls, do the glory hand. All right, praise God. Boys, we need a masculine version of the glory hand. Now, I understand. I get it. I understand if you feel more comfortable with the other version of the glory hand. There's no judgment. No judgment. But boys, come on. We need a masculine version. So here's what I suggest. I like what my brothers did over here. Here's what I suggest. When we do the glory hand, girls, you can do the glory hand. Girls, do the glory hand. Praise God. All right, guys. I think we do this. Wide open. All right, so all the guys do it with me. One, two, ready? What? One, two, three. Beautiful. All right, that's our glory hand. For this series, that's what we do. Or something like you can slow it down a little bit. Yeah, that's cool. All right, because praise God. Thank you all for helping Pastor John out. Okay, so listen, when you go back to school, you're going to face some stuff, right? There's some things that are going to happen when you go. I don't care if you go homeschool, public school, private school. It really doesn't matter. You're going to face some stuff, whether that's a challenge with a class or a challenge with your grades or a challenge with understanding some material, a challenge with another person or conflict or whatever it is, conflict with your mama, conflict with your daddy. Conflict with your friends. Conflict with the people who ain't your friends. It doesn't. Whatever it is, going back to school comes with, and you at home, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is, there's going to be challenge, right? If we truly want to get serious about it, there is never growth in the kingdom of God without challenge. There just really isn't. Praise God. I see y'all. There just really isn't. And I don't want you to misunderstand the message that we teach. You don't have to fight the challenge, but there will be challenges. So when we tell you that you are an overcomer, we are not telling you that you're going to go through life and coast and stream and there will never be any challenges. What we are essentially saying is this: every challenge that comes your way, you dominate. Some of y'all, they heard it over here. Let me go over here. Every challenge that comes your way, you dominate. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in this series, I really feel like the Holy Ghost would have you understand that there are practical application methods for you to dominate in the kingdom of God. Now, you need to know something about those practical application methods. Number one, they're not natural. Say, not natural. Which means that you're going to have to be okay with doing some things that are just not natural. They just don't come naturally. You know, they just don't make you feel comfortable. You don't feel warm and gooey inside. There is a ministry of the Holy Spirit that brings a certain peace and makes you feel that way. But in an everyday life, you're going to have to apply the things that the Word teaches, even when it doesn't feel right. Right? Sanctify them by your truth. That your word is truth. And so if the word is true, then you're going to have to act like the word is true 100% of the time. It's not true when you feel like it, and then not true when you don't feel like it. It's true 100% of the time. Now here's the other thing. You're going to have to do it by faith. You're going to have to, without faith, it is impossible. Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, which means that you got to be diligent. You got to apply your faith. You got to seek God in all things. And the reward is you overcome. You got this? All right, so this is just a preview. We're not going to get all into it in deep because there's some deeper things concerning that, but you really need to sink your teeth into this next series. If you can't be here for the next three Wednesday nights beyond this, this is like prelude. 1, 2, and 3 are after this. For the next three Wednesday nights, if you can't be here, you need to be catching it online. All right? Because this is going to equip you, to operate as an overcomer. Because a lot of you know that you're an overcomer, right? If you know you're an overcomer here, shout whoop, whoop. Exactly. You know you're an overcomer, but do you always operate like one? Right? Like, I can know I'm a millionaire, but do I act like a millionaire? Well, I don't know. He's up there in a red little wrist t-shirt and some shorts. I don't see Gucci nowhere. Right? So you need to understand who you are in the kingdom. Now let's look at some scripture real quick. All right? John chapter 16, look at verse 33. It says this: "These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace." Now watch this. Where do you have peace? In Jesus, right? Look at what he says. In the world, not in Jesus, but in the world, in your school, in your studies, in your grades, sometimes in your bank account, sometimes in your body, which your body is in the world, you're in the natural, right? In the world, you will have tribulation. That's one heck of a promise. Right? We receive 100% of the promises of God. Well, God promises, hey, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But check out what he says elsewhere in the Word of God. Be in the world, but not, So you can have tribulation in the world, but not be of your tribulation. That's another one. Just keep coming back, okay? Just keep coming back. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now watch what it says in the Amplified Bible. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Say that word, confidence. That indicates your faith. In the world you will have tribulations and trials and distresses and frustration. Has anybody in here ever been frustrated? Glory. But be of good cheer. Somebody was like 5 minutes ago. But be of good cheer. Look at it. Look what it says. Be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, and undaunted. That indicates your faith. You got to do that by faith. That don't come natural. You got to do that by faith. Why? For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Well, my God. If it's already beat, it's already overpowered, it has already been stripped of all of its dominion, then how do I get to the place where I overcome it? Well, that's what we're going to teach you in this series. Last scripture. Go look at 1 John. Look at 1 John chapter 5. And check out verse 4. It says this. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That's why I told you, you got to do this by faith. You got to get this by faith. You're going to have to catch this by faith. Because I'm going to say some things, listen to me, I'm going to say some things that you're not going to understand with your carnal mind. So, because some of the times when I say stuff like, I never have a bad day, people don't understand it with their carnal mind. They're like, that's impossible. Either that or you are like the luckiest person I know. Right? I don't operate in luck, by the way. So you got to understand that there's some things you have to take by faith. I take my good days by faith. Bad stuff happens. Sometimes it really shakes me. Sometimes things happen that really shake me. But I'm just reminded. That's why I keep saying it to you. It just plays back in my head. You don't have a bad day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I didn't make anything bad. So if you're in it and I let you breathe in it, that means it's good. You're going to have trials and tribulations and distresses, and you're going to get frustrated with some people and want to knock them in the head in the world. But you're not of the world. And so we're going to learn over the next 3 weeks how to live not of the world. We're going to learn how to dominate the world. We're going to learn how to dominate. Some people are like, you can't tell people they're going to dominate the world. Are you kidding? Who said, look at Genesis? Come on, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything in it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to subdue it. We're going to have dominion over everything in it. Why? Because you're victorious. You are an overcomer. Even if I have to say it so much that you can't get it out of your head, do I need to do another dance, make up another song? You are an overcomer. Some of y'all are like, yeah, you just want to put that on your Facebook. Anyway, y'all ain't tweeting me no more. Just saying, you can, will, should, and are expected to overcome. God never sees you in a situation and goes, she gonna lose that one. Just, the angels in heaven, listen, the angels in heaven expect you to overcome. Their full expectancy is that you will overcome. Are these all not ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of those who will inherit salvation? Will inherit. Will. Will. They will inherit sozo. They will inherit salvation. They will inherit victory. They will. It's not maybe. It's not these are all ministering spirits who were sent to minister on behalf of those who might win. No, they're sent to minister on behalf of those who have been guaranteed victory by what happened on the cross. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's all it takes. The two pieces to the equation are the blood and your words. And every angel in heaven and every angel assigned to you are just waiting on you to employ your benefit as a child of God. Because whatever you say to dominate, they dominate. Why? Because they minister on your behalf. I didn't make this up. This is in the word, children. So you need to be coming back for the next 3 weeks. If you listen to me, listen, I know a lot of y'all gonna wag your head, all right? I know it's time to go back to school. Y'all can come in and actually get this thing. But listen to me. Listen to me. If you're going through anything, and I do mean anything, this is one of those real general statements, anything, you need to be here over the next 3 weeks. If there's trouble in any area of your life, you need to be here over the next 3 weeks. We are going to learn
to be surgical at overcoming. By the time this is over with and we get ready to go into our next series called Set My People Free, you're going to be so much of an overcomer that you ain't going to know how to do nothing but set people free. Amen? But freedom needs to come to you first. All right, so here we go. If you are a public schooler, get up here now. Come here. If you're in public school, going to a public school, get up here. Get up here. Now, listen, public schoolers, here's what I want to happen. I want you to get up on the stage. Do not mess up my music equipment. All right? Get up on stage. All right, all my public school people up on stage. If you are a homeschooler, I want you to come down here. And I want you to stand right here. Now, private schoolers, I have not forgotten about you. Don't worry. I realize. If you ain't in one of these categories, then we need to have a conversation. Turn around, face me, homeschoolers. Turn around, face me. Praise God. Or actually, face them. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm assuming everybody else goes to some form of a private school, right? All right. No? Hang on a second. Homeschool, public school, private school. What are you doing? Like, I don't understand. Like, what? School in a box? I don't get it. Charter school would include a public school. So if you're a charter school kid, get up on the public school people. All right. If you are a private schooler, come down here. All right, wait, whoa, don't, whoa, wait, right there. Homeschoolers, takes two steps back. You got to be real specific with homeschoolers. You got to be real specific. All right, private schoolers, come stand on this step right here. You got to be real specific with private schoolers. Public schoolers, don't break my stuff. You got to be real specific with public schoolers too. Come on the step, people, on the step. Bless God. I pray for educators every single solitary day. All right, this is what I want to do. Listen. I want every person, wherever you are, join hands with the person next to you. It's holding hands, people. It's real easy. All right, praise God. You, come here. Hold out your hands. Just keep holding hands. Hold out your hands and you put your hand there. Hold out your hands and you put your hand there. Come here. I'm just going to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost here. Just bring your hands right there and you put your hands there. Hold out your hands and you put your hand there. We are one family. I want you to know that 1440 has some awesome opportunities in public school. We finished a meeting today, blew my mind. Well, it didn't blow my mind. It astonished me greatly. I still have my mind. We've been able to do some things in private schools that is phenomenal. And our homeschool population is developing on a daily basis. I've been able to work with Debbie Bowman, and we are about to just do some phenomenal things. And we're going to do some things that bridge the gap between education modes. And so you're going to see homeschoolers partnering with public schoolers, private schoolers partnering with homeschoolers who also partner with public schoolers. In 1440, there will never be, listen to me, I'm making a proclamation. There will never be a division between us. I don't care what kind of education you ascribe to, they all have merit. And there will never be a division. Amen. So as we get ready to go back to school, we're going to pray for public schoolers. We're going to pray for private schoolers, and we're going to pray for homeschoolers. But as we do, these people symbolize what God wants out of 1440. And that's a connection. That's a connection. When we draw away from God's connection, we draw away from the blessing. But when we make much of the blood, which is our connector, it's our common denominator. That's why they call it communion. Common union. Get it? That's why they call it communion. When we make much of the blood will make much of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen? All right, so we're going to pray on the count of three. One, two, three, pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that this year education will be different. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we say that there will be an outpouring in the area of education unlike there has ever been in the history of the earth, and it starts right now. We declare and decree over all forms of education that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the word of our testimony. And Father, our confession right now is that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over studies. Jesus is Lord over our books and education. Jesus is Lord over the material that we learn. Jesus is Lord. 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 ADHD, you are not Lord in the name of Jesus. You bow your knee. Now we will no longer plan our day because of distraction. We say concerning you that we are focused, that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are the healed of God. We say, Father, in our public schools, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We say, God, that no longer will we talk about public schools as though God is not in that place. But as long as there's a voice from this body and from those who believe God, as long as there's faith, God will always have a place in public education. Father, we say concerning private schools and Christian schools, rise up, take your place. You take your place. You take your place. You take your place. We place a demand on the word, and we command you now in the name of Jesus to make much of that you are named after. If you're a Christian school, we call you forth as a Christian school. We say concerning homeschoolers that parents are receiving wisdom and revelation from on high. They know exactly what to do with their child. They know exactly what curriculum to teach. They know exactly how to instruct their student. They're making the right decisions and taking the right steps toward an expected end. And we declare right now, devil, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. We on purpose invoke, hang on. We on purpose take our place as sons of the Most High God and make much of the promise that in the past, Satan, you have bruised our heel with division. But right now, by the authority given to us through the cross that we are overcomers, we crush your head. That serpent that would come and divide, we crush your head. We crush your head. We crush your head. We've been bruised in the past, but now you die. We crush your head in the name of Jesus. We say that we are one body united by the blood of Christ. And because we make much of the blood, we will see signs, wonders, and miracles, supernatural intervention, and unexplainable demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. there will be healings, there will be deliverances, and there will be revival. We will have it no other way. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Give God a shout of glory. Praise the Lord. 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 All right. Make sure that you are here for the next 3 weeks. I'm telling you, this sets the stage. And I felt that so heavy in my spirit. This sets the stage for us to do some awesome, phenomenal things. The fact that we are on purpose placing asunder division. We have something to offer the homeschooler. We have something to offer the private schooler. And we have something to offer the public schooler. We are not lopsided anymore. Amen?
Amen.
All right. All right. Listen, you're dismissed.
Thank you for listening to the 1440 podcast. If the Lord has ministered to you in a big way through this time, we want to hear about it. You can email us at testify@1440online.com.